Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
Balak brought Balaam unto the top of Peor that looked toward Jeshimon. Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, prepare me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. So not getting his curse that he wanted, but he's out 24 oxen and bullocks. It's costing him already. And Balak did as Balaam had said and offered a bullock and a ram on every altar. Chapter 24, Book of Numbers. And when Balaam saw that it was pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel abiding in his tents according to their tribes, and the Spirit of God came upon him. The Spirit of God came upon him. Mm-hmm. Not even Hebrew. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, hath said, the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel, as the valley are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of Lebanon, which the Lord hath planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. Now you see he's viewed them from 3 different locations now. Mm-hmm. And if you catch back in Leviticus, the way that God commanded the camp to be set up, if you count the numbers of which tribes on the east and the west and the north and the south, and the tabernacle in the center, it creates a giant cross, probably with 2.5 million people. What are we talking, a mile long and 3/4 of a mile wide?
Oh, easily.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. God brought him forth out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he lay down as the lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up. Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I called thee to curse mine enemies. Behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these 3 times. I don't have a chance now. What have you done? Therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor, but lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. You pass it, buddy. I was going to make you governor. Mm-hmm. Governor of the whole place.
But you know, Gotti boy.
Yeah, you remember that guy Joseph in Egypt? Yeah. You were going to be just like him. I know we're not as big as Egypt, but it's a starting point.
Yeah, still, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And Balaam said it to Balak, spake I not also to thy messengers, which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. And now, behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. They took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said. He hath said, which heard the word of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. That is a Christ prophecy right there. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, an eternal scepter, and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. They're going to occupy all of this land, and there will come a great king one day that will rise out of Jacob. Of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perish forever. And he looked on to the Kenites, and took up his parable and said, Strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Asher shall carry thee away captive. He took up his parable and said, Alas, who shall live when God doeth this? And ships shall come from the coast of Chittim, and shall afflict Ashur, and shall afflict Eber, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way. He's giving prophecy of some of the people in Canaan and what will take place prior to the Israelites going in. God said he sends his angel ahead of them to disembowel these people. And we're seeing here these other battles, there's ships coming from another land, taking care of these people. And then the Israelites will go in and take care of what's left. Chapter 25, Book of Numbers. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. They called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat, and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and the Lord said unto Moses, Take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, Slay ye every one his men that were joined unto Baal-peor. Behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. So Balaam had told Balak, nothing spiritually I can do but bless these people. God said so. Carnally, there is things that can be done. And this behind-the-scenes stuff here has taken place. And Balak has brought all of his hoochie mamas up to the front lines. And we know how the Israelite men are. They love hoochie mamas. We've seen that in the past. Mm-hmm. And they just go out and collect up a whole bunch of them after God said not to mingle with these people.
Right down to using your family's sigil for, you know, down payment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
a good time.
Yeah. You wouldn't be talking about Judah, would you?
Maybe.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, had turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace. Thank God for Phinehas. He stood up and done what was right. And he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Oh, thou shalt not kill. But the priest stood up and killed the man and his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. How is that possible, Jonathan?
I think because it wasn't murder.
It wasn't murder. You're right. When the Ten Commandments were translated into English, it was translated incorrectly. I have no fear in saying that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't change anything in the Bible. I can show you misprints in this English Bible.
Yep.
But that one was misinterpreted. it's thou shalt not murder. If you murder an innocent person, if you kill an innocent person, that's much different than killing a person guilty of a sin or a crime. It should say, thou shalt not murder. The priest was, God has blessed him, his whole line, eternally, for standing up and killing these two folks who had transgressed against God. They were guilty, and they needed to die. Thou shalt not murder. When the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with a Midianite woman. Oh, glad we don't have to say that much anymore. Midianish woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. I mean, this guy should have known better. He wasn't just one of the common folk. He was one of the leaders of the house of Simeon.
Oh, yes.
And the name of Midianish woman that was slain was Cozbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house of Midian. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles. Wherefore they have beguiled you in the manner of Peor and in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. Wipe these people out.
Okay.
They would not, I would not allow a spiritual curse to be put upon you, but they have put a carnal roadblock in front of you. What were you going to say, Joe?
Oh, just that. It's along with or a reinforcement of what we talked about in one of the first episodes, the garden with the snake and everything like that, that it was more than just an apple. Because when God came and asked, and then he asked Eve, you know, well, what happened? She goes, well, the serpent beguiled me.
Beguiled me, yes.
Well, there's that word right there.
Exactly right. Yes, more happened in the garden than just an apple.
Right.
There was seduction. And there were two babies in Eve's womb with two different fathers. Oh my God. Pastor Dave, what did you just say? Yes, catch the first episode of Between the Lines with David and Jonathan, Understanding the Bible. It's there in black and white, I promise you. In so much as after Cain killed Abel, Adam's next son was born. The Bible takes special note to say, and this son was in Adam's image. This one actually looks like you.
It went out the way to say it.
Yes.
And I don't think God wastes logos or letters.
No, he doesn't. Chapter 26, Book of Numbers here at WBFF 97.7 with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, having fun in the Book of Numbers, believe it or not. Did you ever think Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy could have fun in there? But you can. Don't ever be afraid of having fun with God's Word. He's the God of love, the God of joy. You don't have to be statued and salute. You don't have to put on your tie and your tuxedo to read this book. Just settle down with it and have a good time. Chapter 26, and it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spake unto Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, take the son of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward throughout. There's something I left out here. Shortly hereafter, you're going to see where it's explained that Balaam told them to do this. And he's killed for it in an upcoming battle. He wanted that money so bad. He said, God, he's not letting me curse these people. I can't do it. Nothing I can say spiritually. Spiritually, nothing I can say spiritually can hurt these people. And then he says, but if you take your hoochie mamas out there, you take all them wild women you guys got in Midian, you take them out there and parade them in front of these Israelite guys, they're going to go bonkers. And God has already told them not to touch that kind of woman, not to touch any of these women, but they're going to do it. And because of that, maybe, just maybe, you might have a chance.
Yeah, they'll curse themselves.
Yes, carnally.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So it wasn't spiritual, it was carnal. And Balaam did it, and we're going to see Balaam here in a few chapters further over, where he's killed in a battle, even though he had a relationship with God. When you get out of the line, he's still under the law. Every man that's born in this world is under the law until Jesus Christ came. The law results in bondage and death. Balaam stepped out of line, and he died for it. You'll see that coming up. Chapter 26, and it came to pass after the plague that Moses spake unto Moses, The Lord spake unto Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upwards throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spake unto them in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upwards. As the Lord commanded Moses, and the children of Israel went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, and whom cometh the family of the Hanokites, Hanachites, of Palu, the family of the Paludites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they were numbered of them 43,730. Sons of Pelu, Elab, the sons of Elab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, together with Korah, when the company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites, of Shelul, the family of the Sheluites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. Children of Gad, after their families, Ziphon, the family of the Zephonites, the Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shemni, the family of the Shemnites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Ariel, the family of the Arielites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Er and Onan. Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah after their families were Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Perez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, and the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah according to those that were numbered of them, 16,500. You're going to notice that Judah is one of the larger tribes from here on out. Sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolites, of Peru, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. And you can go back to when Jacob was dying in Egypt, and he blessed his 12 sons. And some of them he said, you will multiply. And some of them said, you will amount to nothing. Or you will just amount to a little bit. And you can go and see these numbers here 450 years later, that they are exactly what Jacob said they would be.
Completely correlate with everything you said.
The blessings from the fathers at these times were the word of God. God allowed them to happen. They could speak curses into your family. They could speak blessings into your family. They could speak multitudes into your families or little into your family. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,300. Sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Shered, the family of Sardites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jeriel, the family of the Jeleites. These are the families of Zebulunites, according to theirs were numbered of them, 84,500. Sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites. Machir beget Gilead. Of Gilead come on the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Azriel, the family of the Azraelites. And of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. And the Shemidia, the family of the Shemidites, and of Helper, the family of the Helferites, and Zelohad, the son of Hefer, oh man, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters were Zelophehad and Melah, and Noah, Hogla, Micah, and Tirzah. Remember these girls, because Moses does a special deal with him later. And it's all because of something God spoke. So keep in mind, this guy had no sons. He only had daughters. When they get into the land, because daughters don't inherit, only sons inherit. But God makes a way. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after the families of the Shuthelah, the family of the Shulanites, of Becher, the family of the Bechrites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites, and of these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, after their families. Sons of Benjamin, after their families. Of Bela, the family of the Belites. And Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites. Of Haram, the family of the Haranites. Of Shufan, the family of the Shufanites. Of Hufam, the family of the Hufanites. And the son of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites. And of Naaman, the family of the Naamanites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families. And they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuham, family of the Shuhamites. One of the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. The children of Asher after their families, of Zimnah, the family of the Zimnites. Of Jesse, the family of the Jesuites. Of Berah, the family of the Berites. The sons of Berilah, of Heber, family of the Herites. And the Matil, the family of the Malkilites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. Bear with me, we're almost through it. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Now, family, when you sit down to read this Bible, don't go from front to back, because you'll get into portions like this. In fact, this whole book of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, can bog you down if you haven't read all the stories in the rest of it. If you've read the rest of it, you will see correlations. You'll see things that matter. Pieces will start coming together. But if you start in page one and you get to page number 269, you'll probably say, I think I'll buy the Bible on tape.
Yep.
And the Bible on tape just doesn't do it for you.
No, it doesn't.
Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, of Jezeel, the family of Jezelites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezir, the family of the Jezerites, of Shelem, the family of the Shelemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they were numbered of them 45,400. These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 3,730. Okay, so this is basically all the menfolk from age 20 to 50 that can carry a sword. So we got 600,730. So how many kids do we have from age 0 to age 20? How many elders do we have from 50 to 80 or 90 years old? And how many women folk do we have? There's where we get our 2.5 million folks. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to the few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. They shall inherit. According to the lot shall be the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites, after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, Kohath, the family of the Kohites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Levites. Lebnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Malites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. And Kohath beget Aram. The name of Aram's wife was Jobed. Jobed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt, and she bare to Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam, their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. They were the first priest to step out of line. God says, do it like this. They said, oh, that's cool. Let's do it again. Yeah, he didn't say do it again. He said, do it one time. Yep. And you're right. They were charcoaled, and all the priests took note. And we're none of us going to do that again. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. That's right. So the Levites were left out because they do not go to war. So there's another 23,000 on top of that 600 and so what, 1,000. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jebaniah, and Joshua, the son of Nun. So, God has fulfilled his pledge. He wanted to wipe them all out right there. Moses talked him out of it. He said, you're going to wander around in the wilderness. And for 40 years, and every man from 20 years up that doubted me is going to die. The 40 years is over. All of those men are dead. He says, number the men again. We're going in this time again. It's been good to be with you here on WBFF 97.7 with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. Please catch past episodes on WBFFradio.com. Catch up with us. It's been a pleasure being here with you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.